Welcome to Cricket Shots Podcast from Sumcast. Here's your daily dose of five shots from the world of cricket. In a commanding performance, New Zealand secured an unassailable 2-0 lead in their one-day international series against Bangladesh, with a convincing 7-wicket win in Nelson on Wednesday. Henry Nicholls played a crucial role, falling just short of a century with an innings of 95 off 99 balls, contributing significantly to the Black Caps' successful chase of Bangladesh's target of 292. Despite Bangladesh opener Soumya Sarkar's stellar innings of 169 off 151 balls, guiding his team to a respectable total of 291 all out, it was not enough to break their ODI losing streak in New Zealand, where they have now lost all 18 of their previous 50-over matches against the Black Caps. Nicholls' strong performance led New Zealand's reply, steering them to a comfortable victory and sealing the series, following their 44-run victory in the first game on Sunday. Soumya Sarkar's boundary-laden innings, including 22 fours and 2 sixes, showcased his resilience after a previous duck. However, despite a 91-run 5th-wicket partnership with Mushfiqur Rahim, Sarkar departed in the 49th over. New Zealand's openers set the tone with a quick start, reaching 76 for 1 after 10 overs, and Will Young's contribution of 89 solidified their dominance. Tom Latham and Tom Blundell guided the team to victory, with Blundell sealing the win with a 6 in the 46th over. The comprehensive victory underlines New Zealand's dominance in the series, with the third and final ODI scheduled for Napier on Saturday. India women are gearing up for a historic battle as they aim for their first ever test victory against Australia. In 46 years of test cricket, India has never defeated Australia in any of the 10 tests played, both home and away. Led by Harmanpreet Kaur, the Indian team is optimistic about their chances, particularly on a spin-friendly pitch. India's recent performances have been impressive, with their bowlers, especially Deepti Sharma, showcasing ruthlessness against England in a record-breaking 347-run win. The Indian bowling attack has also been boosted by Renuka Singh Thakur's early breakthroughs and Pooja Vastrakar's 3-wicket burst. On the batting front, Harmanpreet Kaur, Jemima Rodriguez, and Yastika Bhatia have made substantial contributions. However, India hopes to see opener Smriti Mandhana deliver a significant performance. The Australian team, led by Alyssa Healy, faces a challenging task on unfamiliar subcontinental conditions. While they have a strong lineup of all-rounders, playing red ball cricket on slow-turning pitches in India presents a formidable challenge. The one-off test at Wankhede Stadium marks a significant moment in women's cricket, bringing test cricket back to India after nearly 40 years. Both teams are prepared for a rigorous battle as they aim to make history in this historic encounter. England leg spinner Adil Rashid has claimed the top spot in the ICC Men's T20 International Bowler Rankings after a stellar performance in the ongoing series against the West Indies, where he secured 5 wickets. He has surpassed other leg spinners, Rashid Khan and Ravi Bishnoi, to reach the pinnacle of T20 International Bowling Rankings. In the batting charts, Suryakumar Yadav maintains his number one position in T20 Internationals, with Phil Salt and Yashaswi Jaiswal making notable gains. In the ODI rankings, Pakistan's Babar Azam has reclaimed the number one position among batters, displacing Shubman Gill, who didn't feature in India's ongoing ODI series against South Africa. Several Ireland players have also made advancements in the rankings following their series win over Zimbabwe. In Test cricket, Australia's David Warner and Usman Khawaja have seen improvements in their rankings, with Warner moving up 9 slots to 27th place and Khawaja rising 3 places to 4th. Meanwhile, in the bowling rankings, Australia's Pat Cummins now stands at 3rd place, with Nathan Lyon in 5th and Josh Hazlewood in the top 10. These rankings reflect the dynamic nature of international cricket, with players continually striving to excel in their respective formats. In the lead-up to the IPL 2024 season, the squads have been finalized with some significant acquisitions and notable misses for each franchise. the Kolkata Knight Riders focused on bolstering their fast bowling department with Mitchell Starc and secured useful backups. Meanwhile, the Sunrisers Hyderabad made a massive bid for Pat Cummins, strengthening their squad for the upcoming season. Chennai Super Kings seem to have covered most bases, including replacing Ambadi Rayudu with Samir Rizvi and adding quality all-rounders like Rachin Ravindra and Daryl Mitchell. Mumbai Indians continued their tradition of recruiting overseas fast bowlers, bringing in Gerald Coetzee and Sri Lankan duo Dilshan Madushanka and Nuwan Thushara. The Rajasthan Royals invested in Ravman Powell, providing depth in their middle order. The Delhi Capitals secured wicket-keeping backups and added Harry Brook to their batting lineup. Punjab Kings focused on strengthening their bowling with Chris Wokes and Harshal Patel. The Gujarat Titans added depth to their pace attack with Umesh Yadav and signed Shahrukh Khan to bolster their finishers. However, they missed out on signing Mitchell Starc. Lastly, Lucknow Super Giants acquired Devdutt Padikkal and spin backup in M. Siddharth, while the Royal Challengers Bangalore secured Lockie Ferguson but lacked an experienced wrist spinner and death bowler. Zimbabwe's head coach David Houghton has resigned, effective immediately, following the team's failure to qualify for the 2020 World Cup. Houghton's tenure ended after 18 months, marred by crucial losses to Namibia and Uganda. Zimbabwe cricket acknowledged his resignation, indicating he will stay on in a new role within the organization. Houghton cited a loss of rapport with the players as a key reason for his departure, stating the need for a new voice to lead the team. Despite recent setbacks, ZC chairman Tavengwa Mukulani praised Houghton's efforts in rebuilding the team's foundation. An interim technical team will soon be announced for Zimbabwe's upcoming Sri Lanka tour. Additionally, ZC has formed a committee to investigate the World Cup qualification failures and review the cricket structure. Time to hit the pavilion after this cricket shot. Thanks for tuning in. See you in the next innings.